Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Pace's Project Director Mary Hillman. So the month of October holds a holiday. It holds things like Manufacturing Month, Physical Therapy Month. But here for Perry Pace's, it actually holds an annual celebration. And can you just talk to us a little bit about what that celebration is?
Yes, my name is Mary Hillman. I'm the project director. And Pace's, which stands for Perry's Academic Cultural and Enrichment Services, is the before and after school learning center for Perry schools and has been here since 2000. So we're in year 22. And the annual celebration is part of a national celebration is to really show the importance of after-school programs in a community, and especially very important here to Perry, Iowa.
Now, in terms of that Lights On after-school program that's going to be taking place, can you just talk to us a little bit about what that program is going to hold and what people should expect to participate in?
Yes, it is a celebration on both Wednesday and Thursday, October 20th and 21st. We start out on Wednesday with a fundraiser walk where our students will be walking laps at the high school Kaufman track, and that will be starting at 3 p.m. on that Wednesday until 4:30. People can make pledges for that, either per lap or a flat fee. And I just challenge anybody in the community just to simply donate $1, because if people did that, just think how that would add up. The money goes back to the program. And the reason that we do fundraisers and I write a lot of grants is so that we can keep our sliding fee scale to a 10. So everyone does pay their fair share, but we try to keep the fees really low. So we want children to be safe at school learning.
Now, this is an annual celebration here for Perry Pace's. And how important is that fundraising that happens with this event every year?
All the fundraising that we do is just critical. As I stated earlier, it really makes a difference in regards to what our parents are paying. We have a very reasonable fee to attend. We are open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to help our parents with shift work and a lot of parents that commute to Des Moines. Students are kept safe. We work on homework nightly. We do a lot of enrichment learning through STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Healthy, nutritious snack, free to every student regardless of income. Keep the kids moving and fit and not on a lot of videos or their phones. So parents know that they're really accomplishing really good things on a daily basis.
Now, in terms of this celebration that's going to be taking place, you mentioned they're going to walk as a kind of a fundraiser, but it looks like there's going to be some other things that are going to go on, including maybe a talent show and some guest speakers. So can you just talk to the other events that are going to be taking place, you know, outside of the walk at Kaufman Track?
Right. So what we do is our program celebration the following day, which is on Thursday, October 21st, and it will start at 5 o'clock, and it will be in the multi-purpose room at the elementary building, and everyone is invited. Our students will be there. We start out with a proclamation from Mayor Andorf, and it will be an official proclamation. I'm meeting with City Council. Our superintendent, Clark Wicks, will also give some words of support, as well as I've invited all of our school board members, as they have really supported the program. A very fun part for parents is a talent show every year, and the kids have a lot of fun with that. And then we have student awards that we do annually. We've done that for 22 years. We have a light bulb coloring contest for our preschool through second grade students at each grade level. We have a poster contest for third graders, and we have essay contests for fourth and fifth graders, and there'll be awards for that. And then following that, we'll have a supper for our families. So we'll have some beef burgers and scotcheroos and just some great visiting with our families.
Now, when we're looking at this event, of course, there is that annual part of this event. It comes around every year. But last year was pretty difficult with the pandemic. So what did this program look like last year during kind of that surge in the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, we still did our walk. It rained, so we had to do that inside the school, which we actually have a walking trail in the school in the winter that we do a mini marathon. And then we did have our program, but it was live stream, and we videoed that and sent that out to families. And so we are just thrilled that we can be back in person as well. With that, I usually honor some key partners every year. We couldn't be doing this without them. And the partners that I'm honoring this year have really helped us financially. That is Tyson Foods in, here in Perry with a a very sizable grant. United Way of Central Iowa out of Des Moines has reached out to Perry, Iowa, has been incredible support. The Bach Foundation locally here has supported me ever since they first started, as well as St. Martin's Human Needs Grant. We also work a lot with Iowa Public Television and Blank Children's Outreach Department. So you can see it's just, you just need to have that village to really support all these students and families that really need our help.
Now, in terms of this event, you know, what would you like to say to people now that it can be held in a more normal format instead of being live streamed and then sent out to people? You know, what would you want to say to get people to participate in it and see all of this fun that's going to be taking place?
You know, come and see what we're doing. I think if you see 130 students in the group, if you saw us at the homecoming parade, you're probably like, wow, look at all those kids. My wonderful staff that do such a great job with their lesson planning. See the kids having a great time walking laps. Come and walk with us, participate. Come to the program. I think it'll make you really feel good about the things that are happening in Perry. Perry Schools just does a tremendous job, I think, in supporting students and our families. And I can't say enough about the great families that we're also serving at the program. I feel honored to be taking care of their children.
Now, it looks like parents and guardians are encouraged to pledge a amount per lap or a one-time donation. Now, are these donations available to other people in the community, or is that strictly just for guardians and parents?
No, anyone can make a donation. I have dropped off flyers at the Mercury Recreation Center where they have the information there on the wall. They will also be available at the public library. You can pick up forms at the elementary at either one of the secretary's desks along with the high school office, or you can stop in at Paces. We're there open every day, 3 to 6. The office is available, and come in and grab a form or just mail in a check or a donation. And again, no donation is too small. If you think about $1 adding up, I really want a goal of making $2,000 challenge this year.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to this kind of two-day celebration that's going to be taking place?
Well, I just want it really to be how monumental this program here is in Perry. The national event started in 2000. We started in 2000. And not, I think, a lot of programs in the state of Iowa can say that they have participated in all 22 years. And also how critical we have been with the COVID crisis. We opened up June 1st, 2020, and we have never closed. And I know a lot of programs, very unfortunately, have had to. We've been open, we've been serving families, and we've kept everyone safe.
And that was our conversation with Perry Paces Project Director Mary Hillman. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.